we're back from the break, and you're listening to Tantra Cafe on bbsradio.com. This is Laurie Hamlers, and tonight my guest is Rusty Stewart, who is really a transformational psychotherapist in the Philadelphia area. If I put together all the things that Rusty's into, his quantum leap life coaching, his shamanism, his energy breath practices, and the workshops and coaching that he does, basically, this is a man who causes transformation in the lives of his clients and his students. And we're right now talking about his personal transformation. So, Rusty, we left the spot there where you were talking about in a making love situation, you had genital pumps going on, the sexual energy was pumping in, you were basically exchanging energy back and forth between your heart and the heart of a partner. And that's been a deep experience for you, you said, and now you're wanting to go deeper and further. So, you know, as a shaman, as a seer, as a person into energy, what are you intending? You know, what would you intend for your life? Because we might as well create that intention as we speak.
Right. Well, I mean, the first thing is how to really get in touch with my own sexual energy and be able to do it by myself in connection with my divine self and be able to channel that energy and alchemize it into spiritual energy. I mean, that's the piece that I really want to go deeper with, is really being able to do that with myself. And one of my actual favorite practices is pulsing the perineum and pulling up that energy up the back of my body, up my spine, and then over top of my crown and then down into my third eye. I think that's called the golden elixir.
I actually teach cobra breath, which is similar to that, but I don't call it that. So this is good. I'm learning something from you. The gold elixir.
Yeah, that might be a little bit from the Taoist piece. You know, I find that Tantra and Taoist sexuality are very similar in a lot of the techniques that they use. But it's been very useful for me to channel the energy in my body and to be able to really bring myself to a place of being totally present once again. Because it always comes back to being totally present. And then when I'm totally present and one with everything, everything just seems to work perfectly in the moment.
So how often would you say you're that present? I mean, when would you say you're that kind of present every single day? Does it last for minutes? Does it last for hours? What's that like? What would be a typical being present experience for you?
Well, a typical present experience, an example right now, is I'm totally present with this phone call. Nothing else is on my mind. When I'm with a client, I'm totally present because that's what's required in order for me to connect with the person. To me, connections are everything. And in order to connect, I have to be free of my history and free of the future and just be present with somebody. So I'm present a lot during the day because that's the only way that I can do my job with integrity, essentially. Whenever I do breath work, I'm totally present. Whenever I'm sitting in meditation, I'm totally present. Now, that's not saying that there's times that the little, you know, ego voice comes in, but I just honor it and say thank you for sharing and then get back to being present again. It could be being present while at Whole Foods, standing in line, and just being present with waiting for the person that's in front of me and honoring them and, you know, being kind to them. Loving kindness is being present.
Let's distinguish this for the people who are listening who may still not have any idea. You know, sometimes, you know, my guests are pretty skilled, and you are certainly one of them. And so the level that you're speaking on, and you're speaking to me, who I'm right there with you, you know, so we're having a conversation that's a pretty high-level conversation in terms of being present and mindful and being able to distinguish when I call with the monkey mind is the monkey mind on or the monkey mind off?
Mm-hmm.
So for people who don't, who are listening and they're going like, okay, great, what is he talking about? I'm present. I'm present all the time. Let's just tell them that sometimes we're thinking or worrying about the past.
Right.
And we're worrying about the future. What's going
right.
to happen? So what would be a normal, you know, what would be something for you, like when you weren't present?
When I'm not present is what I'm mm-hmm. thinking about. Well, I got to have this article done today. It's got to be done by 7 o'clock this evening. I have to email this to Yoga Living, and it starts taking over for me. So that's where I have to, you know, for my practice, you know, now, of course, my foundation is a lot with, and, you know, probably shouldn't be getting into a lot of this, but, you know, A Course in Miracles and The Way of Mastery, which is I just call in my higher power, my God, my divine essence that's inside of me. And by doing that, that's what I call the freedom of will. I actually call in that divine presence, and that's what calms me down, and that's what helps me to focus once again on the task that's in front of me or what I'm currently involved with, and not to start to get off into the future and worry about, you know, getting something in by 7 o'clock. It's the difference between what we call physiological fear and psychological fear. Physiological fear is fight or flight response when you jump out of the way of a car in the middle of the street, or when we were cavemen and cavewomen and we were running away from tigers and lions. Whereas psychological fear is stuff that we make up based upon our history, and that creates, once again, a fight or flight response from the body, anxiety, fear, worry, but we're creating it. So the good news is if we're creating the fear, we can create the relaxation response and the love. And it's a choice. And it's just a matter of programming ourselves differently and doing things differently. And so what I do is put the intent out there that I'm going to do this differently, and I'm going to do it with the energy of the divine or the energy of spirit. Because then I'm certain that it's bypassing my ego self.
You know, it's perfect what you're saying. I mean, you had a little doubt about it before when you started to get into it, about the Course in Miracles and this and that. But, you know, that what you just encapsulated for people is really the essence of what transformation is all about. And there's all these different ways to do it. Certainly Tantra is one of those. I mean, I had the thought, as you were speaking, it all depends on what your intention is. Like, as
right.
you were speaking, I was thinking, you were saying, well, I'm going to choose to call in the divine. I could, if I'm creating the worry, I could create the peace. I could create, you know, calmness. I could create anything through my intent. And just as you were saying that, I was saying, well, in my mind, of course, it depends on what your intention is, what's your intent. So it's so critical what you're talking about. People walk around in this world like victims. They walk around like people are doing things to them. They walk around like they're not having what other people are having. They're not enjoying their life. They're not this, they're not that. And in fact, all they have to do is take charge of their mind. Take charge of where their mind is going, take charge of honoring their body and their processes and the things, and start retraining themselves in exactly what you just mentioned. And it doesn't matter which particular way they get in.
You know, all paths lead to the same place.
Right.
Some just get you there a little quicker than others.
Well, that would be where the sexual energy comes in.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, that Course in Miracles, all the stuff that you just mentioned, shamanism, psychotherapy, coaching, finding, you know, you mentioned LifeSpring before, my background is at Landmark, you know, but it really doesn't matter. Like, it's all, if you're going to grow and stay moving and stay alive and vibrant, then it does require this kind of focus and maintenance.
Certainly does. James Ray has a saying, he's currently one of my mentors. He says, you know, you're either growing or you're dying. That's the bottom line.
Right. Right. Well, I was going to tell you, you know, I had on my show twice, People Unlimited, and they're people who believe in physical immortality. And by the way, I'm going to be having them in Philadelphia soon, too, in October. They're going to come down to Philadelphia for one evening, so I'll let you know about that. Meantime,
oh, cool.
I'm now... What?
I said, oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm now reprogramming my body and my mind for physical immortality. I'm taking the same concepts that you just outlined, and I'm saying no to death. I'm actually saying yes to staying alive in... about worrying about the future, worrying and causing chemical reactions in my body that make it break down and affect my immune system. I'm programming everything to be completely functional, completely superior, completely immune to every kind of thing that can happen that could hurt or harm my body, and I'm programming it to stay alive forever based on my... Yeah, based on my interactions with them. So, and it requires everything you just said. It requires invoking everything to do that. So it's amazing, and that's my intention. That's my new intention.
That's fantastic.
I'm glad to share it with you. So, Rusty, this is great. So, if you, so this is the way, I imagine that you are probably like a step or two ahead of your clients. You know, like you learn something and then you put, I mean, that's the way I operate. You learn something and it's good stuff and then you put it right in.
I'm real careful with that because, you know, I really think that I'm learning and they're learning at the same time. And
right.
I'll be honest with you. I think, you know, that I'm working on the stuff that that the people that are being attracted to me are needing to work on.
Absolutely.
And I think it's important to, it's really the best time to teach people is when we're actually working on the stuff ourselves. Because we're in the process, and it's fresh, and it's authentic. And so I noticed that whenever stuff's up for me and at my next growing edge, it's like all of a sudden I attract people into my life that are, you know, that are working on the same stuff. So I'm just a guide. I'm a guide helping people, and I have a flashlight, and I'm helping them find the answers within themselves.
Rusty, it's beautiful. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, it's just, yeah, you attract the right people, and other people attract other people for whatever the reason. That's what they're working on, and we go through these shifts or these layers, and that's how you attract new teachers and new learnings and saying it's wonderful. And the respect that you have when you say that you're careful about it, it's a matter of integrity. You know, being careful and knowing, yeah, these are the perfect clients. These are the perfect people to come and see you. The ones who are working on similar issues to what you're working on.
Exactly.
It's great. It's a real synergy there. Now, let's see. I wanted to ask you something about, how do you see, I want to go back to that intention, you know, in terms of the lovemaking stuff. Like, if you were to create, you know, your ideal partner at this time, it sounds like it would be somebody who is very much into personal growth. But also, how would you incorporate the Tantra?
Well, it's kind of a loaded question, but I'm going to simplify it because I'm really clear that, you know, there's a really good book that I read a number of years ago, and actually I incorporate this into the Reiki that I do. It's called The Alchemy of Love and Sex by Lee Firstein, I believe, or George Firstein.
Okay.
And he talks about how Tantra is organic, and a lot of it is just intuitive. And so for me, incorporating Tantra with my partner, and I know this is going to sound repetitive, but it's about being totally present with my partner, totally present, totally one with her, and allowing myself to be in the moment, to be uninhibited, to allow myself to explore our divine energies with one another without judgment, and just allow it to flow the way it is, and not to be in a rush about anything, and just really enjoy all the sensual pieces of what it's like to be a beautiful human being, and channel that spiritual energy through our bodies with one another. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. It's not about being with a partner that knows all these different tantric techniques. I mean, certainly they have their place. But it's really, for me, is about being totally present and honoring Shakti, and then having Shiva honored, and just really being at that equal one place with my partner. That, to me, is where, you know, true connection occurs.
Beautiful. You know, I read something yesterday. I participate in a listserv where people, where reporters send out what they need, and people can, you know, pitch their stories, or if they're an expert or whatever. And one of the things that came through yesterday said that experts say that lovemaking lasts. The article that the person was pitching, you know, was something like, come on, get real. Lovemaking is not one of these long things. The experts say that lovemaking lasts 3 to 13 minutes top. And like, let's just get real about it. You know, stop, you know, longing and pining for all this, like, long, luxurious, sensual connectedness. And I looked at that and my mouth dropped down. And I thought, obviously I'm not going to pitch to this article, but I know that. I know there's a whole nother way. Like, I know there's a way to be with and be present to somebody that could go on for, like, 2 days.
Yeah. it's the process that's the bliss, not the destination.
That's right.
I mean, there's times where I'm like, an orgasm is overrated. It's the end. You know, I mean, not the end per se. I mean, it doesn't mean you can't start again. But I mean, the thing is, the bliss is being totally present with somebody and just being in the deliciousness of your partner.
Yeah. Great. Well, listen, right there we have to take, you know, I got a little excited there myself. And right there we have to take another break. So let's say that again, bliss.
Bliss.
Deliciousness.
Yes, deliciousness.
Of being with your partner.
Okay.
So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handler, your host, and I'm here with Rusty Stewart, my guest, and we are just talking about Tantra and why somebody would even want to practice Tantra or learn about Tantra, as different from other things. So we're going to take a short break to have a sponsor, and we'll be right back. Please stay tuned.